IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Viewpoints. I'm Hadi Saravi, your host. Welcome and thanks for listening. I am with our guest speakers, dear Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Thank you for being here. And thank you for giving this time to us, to this program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. You see that every day and every moment has its own values. You know, we see that. For example, every moment, every second we live is valuable. And the same story is true when it comes to days and months of the year, among which some of them are of greatest values. For example, we have Rajab, we have Shaban. These months are so valuable, so precious. We can, that every second of it counts. And, you know, and Ramadan, as I said, is a month in which you're invited to a feast. This is a very famous quote. And the host is the Almighty Allah. What are the best things we can do to appreciate these? Some people say that read a lot, think about, or, you know, for example, some different ideas. What do you think is the best thing to start, to begin?
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, in the holy month of Ramadan, we are told that, of course, in fasting, sometimes we think that fasting is just this, that you should not eat and drink something. You just control your stomach. You know, which is not true, you know.
No,
fasting means that your eyes should fast, your ears should fast, your tongue and mouth should fast, your legs, feet should fast, your hands should fast, your mind, your brain should fast, you know. Everything
but fasting
should fast.
Is controlling.
It's controlling, So the very, the simplest controlling is not to eat and drink. It is the simplest level of controlling, which is for ordinary people, for normal people. But for the great servants of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are lots of other kind of controllings. That is difficult, you know? That is why if someone can control his bad desires, his evil desires, his evil mentality, he is the one who is performing the major jihad, according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet told his companions that when you, for example, go to the battlefield and sacrifice your bodies, your soul for the sake of Islam, that is minor jihad. The major jihad is to control your nafs al-ammara bisu. That is why, respected brothers and sisters, we should know that fasting is a kind of preparation for getting closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is again for the benefit of us, not for the benefit of anyone else. Then Islam is the religion of purity, of purification. Islam is the religion that focuses a lot on purity. Islam tries its best to purify our bodies, our soul, our mentality from any kind of bad things. As Islam tells us that you have to wash, for example, your hands, your face, your body whenever you go for praying. Five times a day you have to, for example, wash yourself to clean yourself, clean your body. At the same time, we have a kind of cleanliness for our soul. The soul of a Muslim, a mu'min, should be also pure. Because when you die, you will be taken into the presence of your Lord. Your Lord is pure. And he only accepts the one who is pure. Otherwise, he will be sent to the hellfire to be purified there. That is why fasting is a great, let's say, golden chance or opportunity for every one of us to, inshallah, purify ourselves in terms of both bodily purification and also spiritually and mentally purification. But the most important purification is the spiritually purification that we should acquire in this holy month. Otherwise, just controlling, for example, not eating from the early morning till the evening, it's not something very much, let's say, valuable. The thing is that during the day, during the night, always you should fast in its perfect manner.
And also, you said this purification is the, you know, you said that this purification is done in Ramadan, and it's the highest shape,
level of purification.
The highest level of
yes,
it.
Yes.
So, you know, most people say that, for example, I don't, you know, this is the something that many people say and many people have it. You know, they go to the extremes. In Holy Ramadan, they do their best to purify, and sometimes they hurt themselves. Or the other part, other thing. I want you, because most people have it. I see it around. I think many people are suffering from it. Just anything, any thoughts, any comments?
Yeah, let me answer your question by a narration from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once the Holy Prophet was saying to his companions that in the Day of Judgment, a group of believers, a group of people will come to the Resurrection Day in the Day of Judgment, and they will, they are presented and they will talk about their actions, and their actions are like mountains from good deeds and everything that they have done in their lifetime. But the command will come and say that, okay, put them in the fire. All of these people should be sent into the fire. Salman asked the Holy Prophet, the Holy Prophet, what was the reason? What did they do? What kind of people are they? The Prophet said, these are the people who prayed a lot, said their prayers in the right time. They had been fasting for their whole life, and they had lots of good deeds. But at the time that something haram or unlawful and illegal was presented to them, they usually took it, and they usually... And they went for it, you see. So like what? I mean, when haram, and kind of as the brother said rightly, when haram look comes in, I mean, we are in an examination and in status of test of having a haram look at a person or in an mahram, or something which is haram to be eaten, I mean, to be drank even. I mean, while, for example, something has been haram, or it was the right of another person. So having a fast or fasting by itself, is only one aspect of it. It's not the whole thing.
You mean they grab something haram, or they can't appreciate it?
Very true.
They can't appreciate it's haram. What is it? I mean, they can't distinguish between something which is halal or haram. They don't have this ability or this faculty.
Look,
what do you mean?
Look, we, al-insan ala nafsi basira, we know that the thing that we are receiving is halal or haram. I mean, first, we have this knowledge. Second, I want to say we have to be careful of the input that we give to our soul and to our body.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. Both of them are important. I mean, to the soul and to the body. Like, for example, look at the airplane that actually moves very fast. Has a certain special kind of fuel that can be injected into the airplane itself. Not any form of fuel can be given to this jet or, let's say, airplane, because it is among the purest and the highest quality of the fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with this pure food that you are receiving, your actions, your fasting becomes meaningful, right?
Then inputs are so important.
Yeah. So the input that we give to our body and soul, they are very important. For example, some of the rights that are ignored, like, for example, something is in our shoulder, like the khums of our mal, the khums of
Speaking of input, you said...
Yeah. Now it's, again,
it's
not
very
only the input...
It's very important, you know, because the month of Ramadan is all about controlling the inputs.
Very true.
So you have to control your inputs. You have to... Be careful what
and
you
also,
take in.
There are some obligations on us through the input that we have some outputs that we need to present, like the right of, for example, khums, which we have to pay, the zakat that is on our shoulder that we need to pay. So just saying prayers and fasting without having these considerations and cautions is not enough. So we need to have a comprehensive look on the whole acts of worship and know about the philosophy of them. Depriving ourselves from eating and drinking is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if that we have just tolerated a hard time for ourselves. So we need to have the philosophy behind them and to act upon what we have been ordered. Yes, if we need to, take the output of this psalm or fasting, which is sabr or patience. So have we considered and have we looked at a comprehensive look on all the issues?
You mentioned something. This is very important that you realize that the meaning behind or philosophy behind what you do and what your actions.
Yeah.
This is very important because some people are doing it and they don't know why. Mm. They're just doing it without knowing why. And very good, well said. Thank you. Also, any last words, anything you want to add, you think is missing and you want to say, dear Rouhani, you or Mr. Brother Ali,
okay.
Anything which is missing you would like to add that I didn't talk about?
Yeah, about some of the good benefits that fasting has for the people is this, that it improves our self-controlling, our ability in self-controlling. It improves different kinds of capacities and abilities in us. Sometimes we are not aware of many of the capacities and abilities that we have. But when we fast, we understand that, okay, how greatly we can do lots of things,
of course, yeah.
You know? And it opens like windows to the unseen, let's say, aspects of our life. It shows us some of the capabilities and capacities.
You begin to realize your potential.
You know that, yeah, what great potentials you have, and you can live in accordance to those potentials in the future. That's why fasting will have lots of benefits for the people as well.
Well said. Thank you.
One last point that I want to mention is that that I have learned it from the famous hadith that has been said again in the khutbah or sermon of the Holy Prophet at the end of the month of Sha'ban, that the Holy Prophet said, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِي مَنْ حُرِمَ غُفْرَانَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْعَظِيمِ. That is, the unfortunate is the one who has deprived himself from the benefits of this great month. So this month is not an ordinary month. We need to know about the value, the importance, the greatness of this month. This is a month that we can start our self-building. I mean, to work on ourselves and to just to forgive those who have a right on our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
If we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, at least we need to do something to make ourselves very similar to the act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to forgive whatever is on our shoulder. I mean, to forgive everyone who has a right on our shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And to benefit and to value every single moment of this month and to be to be blessed from the blessings of this whole month and to, inshallah, become a receptive, and let's make ourselves a receptive of Allah's blessings and the rain of His rahmah in this month.
I hope that happens. And thank you for all that you said. I think you meant that by forgiving, we open, we let ourselves to give.
Very true.
By forgiving, we are open to take, we are open to receive, and this is very important. Thank you. That was all the time we have. Ramadan is the month of Imam Ali also, one entitled The Speaking Quran, as to speak. In this special occasion, we can ask him to help us find the way. As you have heard the famous quote from Prophet Muhammad a lot, that he is the only gate to all the wisdom. Thank you for all the thing, for all the, this time you gave to us. Hope you enjoy your time. May the Almighty bless you all. Farewell. Bye-bye. Allahu, Allahu, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah. Allahu, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah. محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا أنت العظيم يا فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال الله الله يا ربي يا الله
Ah.